ZLK Mobile. Okay, WV4ZPH. Morning, Shane. How are you?
4ZPH and 4ZLK. Good morning, David. I heard you check in the net the other night. I think Gary's net. But I haven't heard you in a while. It's good. Good to hear your voice again. I hope you're doing all right.
Well, doing pretty good. Just started turning the radio on more frequently here. So, and got the HF radio set back up and did a little FT8 last night. Doing a little bit now, too.
It kind of comes and goes in phases for a lot of us. Sometimes we'll spend a lot of time on the air, and then other times it's like, yeah, I haven't touched the radio in a while, but it's a hobby, so it should be that way. I tried FT8. I got it working at one point. I made a few contacts, and then all of a sudden it quit again, and I haven't been able to get it working again. And I just wanted to know how to do it. I'm not really something I want to spend a lot of time on, but I wanted to know how, and I still like to get it up and working again just to show people, you know, family members. I have a family member that it might be something he'd be interested in.
Maybe not the most exciting mode, but it is pretty neat to get it set up, like you said. I fought with mine, I don't know, it's been a little over a year ago. Man, I fought with it to get it up and running. And, you know, I had a digi-rig and all the cables. I got it connected to the computer. Cat control was working so I could control the radio. But I couldn't receive any signals, at least not to the application. And, man, I seemed like 2 hours beating my head against the computer. And then I finally found the problem. There was a audio driver setting that eliminated background noise using AI, and it was eliminating all the FT8 signals.
Yeah, glad you figured that out. I set mine up using a MacBook, and I can still receive. I just can't transmit. I can see myself on that. Goodness, it's been so long, I can't even remember. There's a program you can run side by side, and you can see stations, and you can even see yourself on there. But when I click on my call, it's not showing I'm transmitting, even though the radio says it's in transmit mode. And I finally just gave up. And now I have a Windows machine set up. I might try it on that. And I'm using a DigiRig. I don't know. I can't remember if the DigiRig was specific, computer specific, or operating system specific, or if it should work. It's one of those little DigiRig mobiles.
Same one, the DigiRig Mobile, and I can't remember either. I think the application you're talking about running side-by-side is maybe Grid Tracker. I run that too, and you can see yourself and you can see other stations and see, you know, the contacts going on between the various stations. So maybe that's the application you're thinking of.
Yep, that's exactly it. And, like, you know, you can click on somebody else's call while they're transmitting, and you can see all the little blanks are filled in, all the signals and stuff. But when I do mine, there was nothing. Everything was blank, but the radio showed it transmitting.
4ZPH. Yeah, I ran into similar issues on mine. And so in WSJTX, and it was this simple for me. Over on the bottom right, next to where your standard messages are, there's a little slider for the power. And I think, you know, that power really just kind of determines the audio that's coming out of WSJTX into, you know, into your USB and then into your DigiRig if you're using DigiRig. And I had that set too low. And so the radio would come up, and it would transmit, and it would show modulation, but I couldn't get anybody to respond to me. And so I recognized that grows that slider up a little bit, and then I start getting out. So it really, you know, it was sending signal to the radio, and the radio was transmitting. It just wasn't transmitting anything because the audio wasn't hitting the radio.
To that, I'm trying to remember the last time I was really, you know, sat down and was trying to get it to work again. I was getting errors. I couldn't even get it to, you know, the program to stay up. You know, you get an error and then you can't do anything until you clear that out or try to figure it out. And it's like the settings, all the settings in for the radio, and I had it right, and I tried to do the same thing again, and then it just wasn't working. So I don't know. I'm not knowledgeable enough is the word I'll use. I was going to say bright enough, but, you know, I did get it working. So I'm just not knowledgeable enough. I need to sit down and redo it again, and I'm going to try it on the Windows machine this next time. And next time I get some time, but I've been working on some projects around the house, really haven't had much radio time.
What you mean, yeah. If you get to where you want to set it back up and you need a second set of eyes, I can fill in maybe and try to help, since this is so fresh on my mind. After I set mine up and got it running and working, I took screenshots of all the settings. The settings in WSJTX and the settings in Windows volume and sound mixer, and the cat control settings for the radio on the options under WSJTX. So I feel like I've explored it fully now. So, you know, I don't, you know, if you'd like some help, I'd be glad to help you out. But the other project things, I can relate to that too. Been so busy with work and with school lately, it's been hard to designate time or set aside time for the radio, but I'm trying to get back into it. I think I heard you on recently. It sounds like maybe you're done working at UPS. Is that right?
Yeah, August 31st was my last official day. Kind of was a last minute deal. I was thinking about retiring anyway this year, and UPS is, I don't know if you heard or not, but they've been cutting jobs, trying to streamline, and they offered a buyout, and it just worked out really well. And I was looking at it, talking to my wife, and I was like, 34 years, I've had enough, and I'll go do something else. You know, it'll be better to do this now than to wait till this year and not take a buyout. So that's what I did, and I have enjoyed my time. It's the first Christmas that I really enjoyed in 34 years. You know, really got to spend, you know, a lot of time around the house, and it's been nice not having to get up and be somewhere, and trying not to get too used to it, because I'm gonna find something else eventually. But I've been able to get a lot of things done that I needed to get done and things that I wanted to get done.
Congratulations on your successful transition out of that 34 years. That's a career, so that's great that you found a good transition out, and sounds like it was beneficial on all fronts. So that's good. You know, people who retire, they're my hero. Really. And, you know, I know you said you're going to look for something else, but just in general, the folks that retire there, I look up to them. I want to do that one day, too.
I wanted to as well. unfortunately, I didn't plan as well to say that's it, never again am I going back to work, but it's been a nice break, and I've been able to take advantage of a lot of things, so... It worked out a lot better than I thought it would. So, anyway, but yeah, I'm really encouraging my kids to plan better, and they're doing really well. I'm real proud of them. Just, man, I didn't have anybody. We didn't have anybody. We were on our own, just trying to figure it out. And, you know, seems to be a lot more opportunities out now. Maybe not. Maybe there was the same. I just didn't know about them, but also learned a lot in life as what you, the plan, you know, what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to learn from everything, mistakes and everything else, and other people's successes. So I've tried to pay attention. N4ZLK.
4ZPH. Yep, you're right. And I like to say, you know, with some of the guys I work with, and and just in general, every experience is a learning experience. If you don't learn from it, then, you know, you got nobody to blame but yourself. And life is full of learning experiences, and it's good to share those with others, for sure, especially family. So you're out and about today in the mobile?
Very often anymore. I had to run to Lowe's and make a donation. I've only done it one other time this week, so I was getting behind. And picked up a few things from the grocery store for Beth while I was out too. So I'm working on a deck project, and I am making it up as I go. So I didn't sit down. The deck was already there, and I'm rebuilding it. Ended up rebuilding most of it and adding a few things to it. And I didn't sit down, and if I sat down and drawn up all the plans and figured out what I needed, I would have had to have somebody, you know, tractor trailer probably deliver the load from Lowe's or wherever. But I've just been, as I get to the next part of it and figuring out what I'm going to do, I'll run and get some more supplies. And it's worked out to about once a week maybe, or once every couple weeks. And, of course, the ice and the snow put me behind as well.
With Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
WB4ZPH with N4ZLK here. Yeah, Shane, I know how it goes. My wife recently did some painting and some trim work in the house. But, you know, they call it board and batten. So she done a lot of, like, trim on the walls and painting and things like that. It seems like, you know, you start out and you think, well, I think I've got all I need, and then it turns into multiple trips to Lowe's, so I can relate.
Steve, good morning, or good afternoon, I guess, now.
I don't recognize the other voice in there, but good to hear both of you in there. Yeah, talking about Lowe's, I just left there myself. I had to have some split bolts for connecting some wire together, and I'll getting my ground wires tightened at the new shack. So anyway, and I didn't have any of the proper size, so I needed some bigger, because the wire I got was a large size that I'm using outdoors and between the two ground rods. And then I guess I got some shorter, little bit lighter stuff to run in, up to go inside the unit. So that's what I've been working on. Also went and got the car washed today because it looked filthy. And the other station, go ahead and pick it up.
Good afternoon, Rusty. I guess it's now afternoon, 6 minutes after 12. Name here is David. Call is WB4ZPH. So it sounds like you're working on one of the more fun projects, the radio stuff. And Lowe's is a good source for things radio related too.
Got it. I have purchased many things for the radio, or radio installations and wiring and stuff from Lowe's. Sometimes they have what you need, or you can make do, but anyway, Rusty, were you around when Gene was around WB4ZBZ? Do you remember Gene?
Yep, I sure do.
I think I commented to David here when I first heard his call. As soon as I heard him say WB4, I heard Gene's voice saying W before.
His way of going to it, so, yep. And everything like that. But, yeah, I miss that fella. And, but I'm trying to get back on the air. Had some buzzing come in on the single sideband net last night. Can't figure out where it's got to come from. So need to get my grounding straps put in and everything connected to the radios and all, and see if that helps out. But something was sure buzzing coming in there. Go ahead, Dave.
Of course. And Shane and I were just talking about FDA, so I do a little bit of that on the HF radio, because I'm in a not as a friendly neighborhood. I live in an HOA, so I've got a dipole up in the attic, and I've got a little MFJ mag loop up in the attic. And man, over here it's just noise central. So I can get away with doing some of the digital stuff without, you know, being totally overwhelmed with noise from everybody in the neighborhood. But yeah, tracking down the buzzing or the noise, that drove me crazy for a while. WB4ZPH.
RF stuff like that. My wife was helping a friend run a little business. She was shipping some stuff, so they set up a computer and a printer, and on 12 meters, I think, I'd key down, and it would make the printer activate. It wouldn't print anything, but it would click on and off. And then she bought some little touch lamps when I redid the back bedroom or the guest bed, painted and stuff, and redecorated. And I was on 40 meters. I was talking and just looking around and making a couple contacts. And every time I would make a different contact, I'd see a different light on it down that direction. And I realized that 40 meters was setting the touch lamps off, turning them. They had like three settings, and it would go up, you know, the three settings, and then it would shut off, and then go back up the three settings again.
I was that, Shane, because I had that problem over my trailer. When my wife was alive, she had a lot of these touch lamps in the house. And not my favorite thing, but she enjoyed. And if I was on 40 meters, depending upon where I was, they would go up and down, up and down. And in fact, when I was on the 3905 a couple of times, or 3915 a couple of times, they would go up and down, up and down. And I threatened to cut the cords on all of them, but I didn't do that. She just unplugged them when I was on the radio. So anyway, but you know, on the way back to the house now, and I'll try tonight. I think, because see, I live in an HOA too, David, but there's no restrictions on antennas. I've gone through everything in the thing, and I put in my request to build my shack out back. I didn't tell them it was a radio shack, just said it was a storage building out there. And then I've got up a 6B TV Hustler vertical. And it seems to be running real good on all the bands except 75 and 80 right now. And suddenly last night I tried to work a net on 75 meters last night. And that buzz popped in there, and particularly where I was on the band, I guess. We were on 3909, I believe it was. But if I moved away from there, the noise went away, so I don't know where it was coming from. But I'll try to check it out. I got two nice neighbors. Nobody said anything. So anyway, well, I'm about back to the house. I need to get out and check the mail before I go down to the house. So y'all both have a good afternoon, and we'll catch you later. 7-3's on your final. Go ahead, David.
Misty, I hope you have a good afternoon. Sounding around good neighbors. Glad you're able to get your station up. And hope the rest of your project turns out beneficial. Jane, I got to step out and let the dog out. Otherwise, she's gonna pester me to death here at the desk. Hope you have a good day. Nice to talk to you both. W2T and N4ZLK from WB4ZPH 73.
Love you. Good to hear you. Rusty, have a good day. Nice to hear you today. And Dave, good to hear you as well. Enjoy that FT8. And I'm not far from the house either, so good timing. N4ZLK, I'm clear.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. KB0, KBJ.
Steven, or Steve, N4ZLK. You almost sounded like you were here locally on RF until I heard the Echolink go off, but good afternoon to you. Or I guess it'd be good morning there.
Yeah, oh, that's good. Yeah, still morning here. Late morning. Got a partly cloudy sky, actually mostly cloudy to be honest, but I do see some blue. The sun isn't shining, must be behind one of these high wispy clouds up there, a lot of them. And a bit windy today, and about freezing temp, so that's what it's like here. Heard you guys have had some snow down there recently.
I was going to ask you how balmy it was up there, if you were above zero yet. Because I think you've been down pretty low. I haven't really checked, was it South Dakota or North Dakota? I can't remember which one, but that whole upper Midwest seems like they've been getting it. But yeah, we had 2 weekends in a row. We had ice. Had a couple inches, about an inch of ice, but sleet and freezing rain on top of that. And then the next weekend, we had about 4 inches of snow where I am. I'm up not far from the repeater down on Highway 11 here. And then the further you get to Spartanburg, they got a lot more. On up to Fort Charlotte, I think they got anywhere from 8 to 12 inches as it went east. But, yeah, there's still a little bit of ice hanging around in the cold north-facing sections of the hills here.
Yeah, I didn't follow too closely, but I did see that area of the country got some snow. More than us. We haven't seen but 2 inches all winter at any one time. That was November 8th, I think, it snowed. Maybe one other time we got an inch. So, yeah. Pretty balmy. We did have a cold spell 2-3 weeks back. It was kind of chilly for a week. But that passed. Didn't get above zero one day. But that's passed, and now we're sitting up here near freezing. I think 2 days ago we were hitting in the upper 40s. So that caused a lot of melting. And what snow he did have is gone, except for the snow banks and such that got pushed up when it did snow. So it's bare ground, and yeah, I was just checking out. I'm driving around right now, just checking out the lake near me, and man, there's a lot of ice fishermen out there. I think I counted 20 trucks, 15 trucks, and about 20 ice shacks. So it must be a good day for fishing.
If it stays at or below freezing, it's all right to stay out there on the lake fishing. But, yeah, we're up about 51 degrees now. I just noticed 50 degrees. So it's getting pretty nice here, too, and the sun's out. And I tell you what, the Echolink's doing you a good job today. You're sounding really good. And I'm mobile, and sometimes I have trouble hearing Echolink stations when I'm mobile. Steve, I'm going to let you go. I'm pulling in the driveway. And just wanted to say good morning to you, and nice to hear you. Hope you have a good weekend. KB0KBJ and 4ZLK.
All righty, you have yourself a good weekend also. Thanks for coming back to me there. And we'll talk to you another time. N4ZLK, KB0, KBJ, I'll be listening.